With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has delivered a rosy review of his first year in office. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a year-end speech touting his administration's accomplishments, the president began by criticizing his predecessor.
11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it.
He pointed to success in securing the southern border and claimed progress in lowering the cost of living.
I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
However, the rate of inflation is roughly the same as it was in January, and the nation's unemployment rate has steadily increased. In the end, though, the president promised an economic boom in 2026. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hundreds of mourners gathered in Sydney for the funeral of a 10-year-old girl who was killed in that anti-Semitic massacre during a Hanukkah celebration. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that he could have done more.
I, of course, acknowledge that more could have been done, and I accept my responsibility for the part in that as Prime Minister of Australia. But what I also do is accept my responsibility to lead the nation and unite the nation.
The tragedy has sparked a national conversation about anti-Semitism in Australia. The Department of Health and Human Services proposing new regulations governing medical practices and funding for transgender surgeries and therapies. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine. It is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children.
Investors appear to be happy today on Wall Street. The Dow right now is up by about 300 points. NASDAQ up 420. This is SRN News. The great Christian thinker and writer G.K. Chesterton was right all along, according to Michael Harrington.
He said, when men stop believing in God, they don't believe in nothing, they believe in anything. And a new poll from Baylor University seems to support that contention. With Christianity in decline in the U.S., belief in magic amongst the general public has spiked to 25%. A little over half of Americans believe in ghosts, and about half think it's possible to communicate with the dead. And a third think that inanimate objects have spirits. Michael Harrington reporting.
A leading Muslim civil rights group is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over his order designating it a foreign terrorist organization. The Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, has more than 20 chapters across the U.S., and its work involves legal actions and advocacy. However, the agency has been accused of having ties to Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. This is SRN News. On Capitol Hill Wednesday, a Senate hearing involving the head of the Federal Communications Commission.
Democratic senators are criticizing the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission for pressuring broadcasters to take ABC late night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Texas Republican Ted Cruz was critical of Brendan Carr.
Government officials threatening adverse consequences for disfavored content is an unconstitutional coercion that chills protected speech.
There was a push to get Kimmel off the air after comments made after the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Carr said he was enforcing the public interest standard. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The European Central Bank is holding its interest rate steady for the fourth straight meeting, keeping the key deposit rate at 2%. Officials say the 20-nation euro economy looks strong enough to continue growing without the need for another rate cut. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.